It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation.
Just hashtag it, Big Al Special Picture.
Be sure to check out KidNation.com to see pics and videos of what we're doing so far on our family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Punta Cana.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Having a blast.
And just because they say this is vacation, JC, we're going to be working.
Oh, yeah. We're working hard. What are we doing now?
Hydrotherapy.
Mm-hmm. We need to do that.
At the Rock Spa.
Yep.
Synchronicity massage at the Rock Spa. Mm. Oh, my gosh. This is hard work.
That's when they synchronize it with the music, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll be doing research at the Bally Bed at the beach.
We need to research the animals on the beach and in the water close by. That's what we're doing.
Les Mills Body Combat. Oh, my gosh.
What? Oh, yeah, we're doing a personal, JC, Kenzie, and I. Justin, are you doing it? We're doing a personal training session tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
I brought stuff to go to the gym, but I don't want to do combat. I'm just going to go to the gym.
We have the Rock Tube at the Music Lab facility, followed by the Jam Band, the three guys.
The girls and Justin are doing the Rock Tube music video. And
we are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know.
And JC and Alan. Big Al and Alan, and I think Don the engineer maybe
right,
are going to do the band.
Yeah.
They left a guitar in my room when I got there. There was a guitar.
JC,
You have a guitar too?
We all have guitars.
They give you one?
Yeah.
Do you know how to play it?
No.
Oh.
It's decoration.
No,
it's not. It's play.
And
no,
you don't
I have
decoration.
It. Yeah.
I was trying to find regular TV
real?
Channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was part of the
No,
motif.
They're electric guitars, but they give you headphones,
yeah.
So you can play as loud as you want
and
wear the headphones so you can hear it and you don't disturb
your
neighbors.
You can turn on your TV, because I was trying to find regular TV channels, and the Hard Rock TV channels, they actually have guitar instrumentals.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, so you can learn how to play.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
My bad.
So, yeah.
Wait, Big Al, was your guitar on the wall?
No, it's in a case right there.
Oh, they gave you a guitar.
I was looking for my guitar, but I didn't get it.
Because you're in the... Remember, we're doing the hot tub music video.
Yeah, we are.
Kelly,
yeah.
By the way, it's in a hot tub. You know that, right?
No.
You guys are doing a video in the hot tub with bikinis on?
Yes.
No, we're not.
Sweet.
Maybe you have to request, because I think we requested the guitars.
Yeah, Alan and I requested the guitars.
Yeah,
I guess they figured out one of the two.
Speaking of guitars in the room, though,
yes,
that's not related,
Justin.
But we got two shower heads in the shower.
What?
Two shower heads.
Yes.
Isn't that really nice? I feel so alone in there, someone's supposed to be standing
so many
there.
Jokes.
Or you could be just showering, get water from both directions.
I guess I could try that next.
Yeah. You could turn both of them on. That way, no water will be missed.
That is great. Because the worst part, if you are on a honeymoon and you want to shower with someone else, it really sounds like a great idea, but someone's always in the cold.
Yeah.
So with two shower heads,
exactly.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a long time.
It's okay, Jen.
That's a whole other segment,
yeah.
Jen.
Me neither.
Let's talk about it.
KidNation, we do have Beat the Bank returning next Monday. Make sure you go to KidNation.com to sign up. We want you to win up to $1,000. When you play Beat the Bank twice a day, we'll call out three names. You just got to be the first one to get in. But for us to call your name, you need to sign up. So KidNation.com is where you do that, KIDDNation.com. And we also have something for the teachers.
Yes, starting Monday as well.
Yeah. Teachers, what do you need?
Yeah, each week we're going to give a deserving teacher a prize pack, including Pilot G2's Friction Clicker erasable ink pens.
Ooh. So cool.
And a $1,000 Visa cash gift card to help get your classroom back to school ready. I mean, I know we're in the school year now, but there's some things you still need to do in your classroom. So we want to make that happen for you, teachers. So go to KidNation.com. Tell us in 100 words or less how you could use that $1,000 in your classroom to inspire the next generation of overachievers. It's back to school with Pilot Pen and the Kid Craddock Morning Show starting Monday.
Yeah. Thank you for what you do too, teachers.
Lots of giveaways next week. What are we doing this week?
Chilling. We're
just bragging about our fabulous accommodations at the Hard Rock Punta Cana, encouraging those to plan their vacations and come here.
How do you say it? Is it? It's
in. Make sure you keep that in there.
Okay, that's what I was worried about. I would want to forget the in.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't forget the end.
Don't forget it.
Mm-hmm. So I told you guys last week that I had a whoopsie daisy with my babysitter that we were, you know, trying to hire because ours is moving because she got a cool job.
Right.
So over the weekend, I had a buddy come to town. And this is one of my friends that I've had since like middle school. And we went to high school together, college together. We rushed a fraternity together. He's
your boy.
He's my my boy, but the party animal homie.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
When you guys went to my wedding, he was the guy that caught the garter belt because he trucked everyone and like caught it like he was catching a Hail Mary in a football game.
Got it, yeah.
That, it was him. And then he was running around celebrating after he caught it.
Does he have a bit of troublemaker in him at all or no?
No, not a troublemaker
not
at
a,
all.
Not a just stifler. Partier.
The just super, the nicest guy,
okay,
but loves to party.
Okay.
Fun to be with.
But now he is, you know, he's grown up and he's in a relationship and the girl he is with has two kids. So he's like, it's weird to see him in this light because he's super adult like now. He doesn't party or drink. Like everything's about the kids and like soccer practice.
But when he gets away and comes to town.
Oh my goodness, you guys. So he comes to town and he my wife and I decided to take him out the night before the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking, okay, we'll go out, have a couple drinks, come back home, we'll be ready to go the next morning.
Whatever, sure. You turn into the frat pack.
He went back to college days and just was like, woo-hoo! Shots and drinks and blam and okay, cool. So by midnight, my wife was getting ready. She was going to leave and go back and let the babysitter go back home. And we were going to stay out and actually go to your bar, Al. We wanted to go sing karaoke.
Yeah.
He was in no shape to go anywhere at midnight. So we decided, okay, we're going to go home. So we got our Lyft and we're riding home. And I knew we were in trouble because he was doing the close talking bit with the driver.
Oh, boy.
To where like he was in his... almost kissing his cheek. And like, I'm like, oh.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what?
Yeah,
dude, I love you. You know?
I'm like, man, my Lyft rating is going to go down. This is not good. I'm like, it's okay. It's only a 30-minute drive. And then we get home. And my wife was very strict with the rule. Here's what you guys need to do. You have one job. Do not talk to the babysitter.
This was your rule for
that,
you
like,
guys.
For us. Hired, right?
Yeah, this is a baby, this brand new babysitter, first time watching our kids. We had one job. Do not talk to the babysitter.
Okay.
That went for me as well. I said, cool, I feel like I could talk to her, but I'm going to listen to my wife because she is super sober right now.
Yeah.
And so I went inside and I went straight to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear what happened.
Uh-oh.
I hear him go
straight to...
stumble into the kitchen ahead of my wife.
Uh-huh.
And all I hear is, hey! Hey, come here! And then I hear what is an awkward embrace.
Wow, you heard an embrace. That was awkward.
It was, like a hug, like a pat on
if
the back.
If you can hear a hug, everything's not okay.
like you hear like the breath being taken out of her, like...
Escaping. The audible hug.
Oh, my. And I'm sitting there going like, oh, that's exactly what Kinsey told us not to do.
Oh, man.
And I hear him go, hey, hey, I blanking love you.
How old your
My brand new babysitter.
How old is your babysitter, by the way?
24.
Okay. All right.
She's legal.
She's an adult. Yeah. And I just hear my wife come into the kitchen because she obviously heard the embrace and the screaming and goes, Bobby. Go to your room. And I'm in the bathroom. I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing in the bathroom. And we have a window that looks outside, and I see them both walk out. And my babysitter's clearly weirded out by this. And Kinsey's trying to talk her down from the, like, please come back. You know, we don't want you to.
She's 24. She's seen a drunk dude before.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, but so hopefully it didn't scar her for life.
Kinsey just joined us this morning.
Yeah. Morning.
Kinsey, do you feel like, I know you have two little kids. Do you feel like sometimes you have four?
Yes. Whenever you have your friends in town.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We definitely probably annoyed my wife. And then he proceeds to go up to my son's room.
What?
Who is in deep sleep.
Oh.
And my son has a bunk bed because he wanted one, even though he doesn't want to use it. And we just, I hear him kick his pants off. They hit the wall. And
he's
then,
a loud guy, this he
is,
Bobby.
He is very loud.
You hear him hug and undress.
And he's a big dude. And then
did he take the talk bunk?
Yeah. So Kinsey and I go to bed, and we're laying down, and our son like sneaks up on us like a ninja, and he's just at the foot of our bed, and he goes
wide awake,
and he goes, we're like, what are you doing, Kaysen? And he goes, Uncle Bobby's in my bed.
He was full college mode. He was like dorm
full
room.
Full on college mode. And I'm thinking like, do you want me to go kick him out? And he goes, he's in the top bunk. I think it's going to fall on me. Can I sleep down here?
It's pretty shaky.
I got top bunk.
It's pretty shaky. Oh, we're like, yeah, you can sleep down here. Oh, man. But we had a blast.
That's good.
We had a good time at the football game.
And then what'd you do at the football
game?
Yeah,
were you guys, when you go to this, you went to Bama USC, right?
Yeah.
Do you go dress, do you pick a side, or do you just go to watch?
He's a USC fan because he's from California.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah.
I'm I'm probably leaning more Bama, yeah, you know, because right. Roll Tide. Roll Tide. Because we just went to the stadium, and so.
Yeah.
But, man, it was we saw some Kid Nation members on the street, and they were tailgating us, and they fed us. They were USC fans. They fed us and everything.
That's cool.
And they, they gave us a beer, and then we went inside, and we made friends with a couple of Alabama fans because they were sitting in the USC section.
It's just surprising to me some of the fights I heard about. When it's like, didn't USC kind of know going in? I get that you're a fan of your team, but you kind of knew, I think, where that game was going to go. And then
well,
I see
upset.
These USC fans just like enraged at Alabama fans.
I understand it too, and it's football, and there was Alabama fans sitting in the USC section.
Right.
Yeah. And there was just a couple guys where you could even tell that the other USC fans were like, man, we are so embarrassed that this guy's wearing a USC jersey because – the Alabama, there was a guy sitting next to me, and he is being fun. He's enjoying the game. It's his first time probably to go watch Alabama in a huge stadium, so he's enjoying himself. He's not being overly, you know, overly pompous and, like, bragging about their score. He's just having fun.
Yeah.
And this gentleman behind us, and I use the word gentleman loosely, he starts going off on him.
USC fan?
USC fan just starts going, like, he goes, hey, every time he would stand up to cheer, sit down, you moron. And the Alabama fans, like, he would just turn around.
They had
go,
a lot of cheering to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, he'd just turn around and go, Roll Tide. And finally, he goes, listen, old man, I'm just having fun. And he goes, did you call me old man? I will rip your face off, to the point where we're like, yo.
Wow.
Who talks to people like that in front of others?
A lot of people take their college football very seriously, especially after a few beers.
But the way the Bama fan handled himself, I was like, proud of it. Like, he didn't talk back. He just said, okay, Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Sits back down. Three people down the row, Kelly. These guys stand up and start yelling at this Bama kid because he stood up after they scored. And so they start saying, we're gonna jump
because
you.
Because you're cheering? Because
he's cheering. And he goes, I'm cheering for my team score. And he goes, shut up and blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, I'm going to punch you in the face. And the Bama fan, and I love what he does. The Bama fan turns around and he starts doing like magic fingers.
Yeah.
Like, I wish you would. I wish you would. I wish you would punch me in the face and embarrass your school. I wish you would. And he's like a wrestler mode. And I'm like,
oh, man.
Like, yes.
Dude.
But it's fine. As far as like the niceness game goes, the Bama fans win that.
I'm going to tell you.
Did your friend Bobby hug them both?
He showed up, right?
Let's hug it out.
Bama fans are amazing. They come to my bar and watch, and I've never had a problem with them.
They're polite.
They really are. I'm going to be honest
with
you.
They're so polite.
Congratulations to Alabama, by the way, for
they're Southern.
Their big win over the weekend over USC. Also, Baylor won. Clemson, Kelly.
Clemson.
Yep. Florida. Texas won in double overtime. Houston beat Oklahoma. TCU had a big win. Texas A&M. Woo! Florida State. A lot of our listeners in Kid Nation had a big win. Texas Tech down in Lubbock, which is Allen's alma mater, right, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Allen here yet?
You're going to a game, right?
No, he's coming. We're going to the home. It turns out we're going to the homecoming game.
You're gonna get in a fight.
I hope so. It's very exciting.
Also, our Oregon Ducks. North Carolina, unfortunately, Kelly had a loss, and
I'm from South Carolina.
I know, as did LSU and Ole Miss.
So while we were talking, are these mimosas?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are mimosas.
Who ordered mimosas?
I did.
I didn't even know you did, Al. Yeah. Thank you.
You
cheers.
Ordered these for us.
Cheers.
Because what we need to do is be
Al so generous with the free drinks.
Yeah.
At the
resort. Right.
Thank
right.
you.
Justin,
cheers.
Did you ask? Are these free?
Yeah.
It's the magic wristband, Kelly.
Al was just bringing up the Texas Notre Dame game. Kelly, we have it's like a love letter to Kelly, but we'll do it because, you know, the game just happened. And it has to do with that game. This member of Kid Nation needs your advice.
Oh, boy.
Wait, an early love letter?
Yeah, it's an early love letter, football, college football edition. Ooh. Since Kelly's now really into college football, thanks to her boyfriend.
I'm going to be, apparently.
Okay, we'll get to that love letter. Based on the Texas Notre Dame game.
All right. Let's
see what Kelly has to say next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show's on family vacation. Hang out with us as we hang out near the beach.
I would love to be that girl on the beach that everybody just turns their head when she walks by. I would love that.
It's the family vacation, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Punta Cana.
Everybody's starting to wake up here at the Hard Rock.
Yes.
Kenzie has made her way here. I believe Alan has woken up.
He's on his way. He is on his way.
Hello, I'm Alan.
That'd be cool if he just... Here.
Yeah. Right?
He's been here the whole time.
Abracabooyah!
He tried a couple magic tricks yesterday.
He traveled. He pulled them off with the magic tricks.
No, he has more, Jenna.
Of course, he beat himself up all night.
Why?
Oh, why?
And he's like, I could have been better. I could have been better.
Could have been better.
Right.
How do you get better than that?
I know. Well, he'd had a couple of cocktails at that point.
He did a mind reading trick.
Right. The rubber band one.
Yes. And a card trick. So, I mean, all sorts of stuff.
The mind reading one was ridiculous.
Blew my mind.
It was really good. It was in his wallet. It was in his wallet the whole time.
Yeah. With writing on the back of the car.
With writing.
Did he tell you how long it took him to perfect that one?
No. How long? Did he tell you?
He didn't tell me how long.
No. I'm sure we could ask him when he gets here.
I spent the majority of the time when Alan did magic tricks watching Kelly.
I was so curious
because she was, there's moments of her beaming because I'm like, I bet she's so proud of her boyfriend, because those are the moments as a girlfriend when your boyfriend's doing something center of attention and everyone's really wowed. Right. You're like, oh, I love this. Do you feel like nervous for him when he's doing it? Like he's not going to pull it off
She knows he's perfection.
Yeah.
Perfection in about, we're in the van on the way here from the hotel. And Kelly and Alan are sitting in the second row of seats, but Kelly's on one side and Alan's on the other. And Kelly looks at him and goes, "You're too far away from me."
Oh my God.
Get out of here with that.
Oh my God.
That starts grossing me out a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it. And Kelly, you're glowing today.
Nice.
You look so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelly stares at him the way you would stare at your crush in science class.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, with a smile but the googly eyes.
She's so happy.
I'm just surprised she's not writing little love notes and passing them to him.
Oh, my goodness.
She might be. I don't know.
When he finishes. 24 hours, Kelly hasn't complained about anything.
Nothing.
It's crazy.
She claps after his tricks, like the cute little clap.
I'm so proud of him.
And it's so different because.
I'm so positive.
Normally when we go on these vacations, Kelly is not nearly the happiest. You know,
it's not fun going on these. I mean, it's always fun to be at a nice resort, but when you go alone,
right?
And you're at a place that's super romantic, and everybody's honeymooning or celebrating anniversaries, and everybody brings somebody. You know, it's like, and I guess you know, Jenna, you're in the boat I've been in. Well, you know, it's like it's not
7 years strong, Kelly.
But I mean, it's like you know, you come and it's like it's great. Yeah, y'all go do your couple stuff. I'm gonna go back to my room now. So
and take
nice
a shower
somebody,
with two shower heads instead of.
I literally sandwiched between a Mr. and Mrs. on the plane.
Yes. We had so many honeymoon couples on this flight. And just so you know, if you think you're being original with the wifey t-shirt.
Oh, don't hate on the wifey.
And the Mr. and Mrs. t-shirt, everybody has one.
Right. Oh, come on.
They're so all over the plane.
But it's fine.
Oh, I know. Everyone was cuddling on the plane. The couple next to me, I was like, why is everyone cuddling? Oh, because.
It's a big honeymoon.
It was a honeymoon.
Yes. Everybody's here on their honeymoon.
Telling me, she goes, see, they have their wifey and hubby shirts on, and I wouldn't even put the tag on my luggage. I was like, oh, my friends will make fun of me.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Your friends aren't traveling with you.
Yeah, but they'll see the pictures. I'll get a text from Al and go, dude, you're whipped. I'll get that text.
Alan would wear it if I asked him to.
Of course he would. Yeah. We do anything that you guys ask us to.
We try to. JC does anything.
JC obviously.
That's probably the only thing I didn't do.
We're on the escalator, JC. This is how whipped Alan is.
Uh-huh.
We're on the escalator.
Spill the tea.
I bet he wouldn't even mind me saying that. So we're on the escalator and there's this girl in front of us.
Yeah.
Booming, little girl with her guy. And Kelly looks at her and goes, man, I wish I had a body like that. She is awesome.
Yeah,
she
had a great body.
And I'm like, yeah, she is. I was like, Alan? He goes, what girl?
No! He knows what he's doing.
Alan is so prepared. Last night at dinner, Kelly does the questions that every girl knows. Like, you're putting a guy in a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Or you're only giving him one choice, you know? And Kelly's just like, how does my butt look? I mean, he didn't even say, he just went, great!
Knows exactly
like, he's
what
just
to
ready.
Say.
He's like, what's the guy going to say? How does my butt look?
Yeah, I'm telling
Baby,
you.
Baby, how does my butt look? Great!
He has been sufficiently programmed to give the correct answer.
I am not programmed.
I'm not saying he's just
a good boyfriend.
He may have programmed himself.
What is the guy going to say to that question? Anything other than great is ruining the night.
And he knows exactly what to say.
A smart dude and a dude that's not 22 knows what to say in those situations. He's been, you know, around the block. He's seasoned, exactly. And he knows what to say.
That's why you should only date divorced men. Because they already been there, done that.
They learn from mistakes.
Like, oh, this girl's not nearly as bad as that wife.
And not only that, you do not want to be 1,500 miles away from home with an unhappy Kelly Rasby.
Oh, no, you don't.
In the same hotel room? No.
Ain't nobody going to have a good time.
Nobody.
No.
Kelly, what could ruin your time? A sunburn?
Well, I'm very careful. I brought my skin rash guard. Is that what you call that?
And I bought
SPF 70. I'm really good.
You're going to do the cornrows again so you can get the...
Oh, no.
Yes. You should get some cornrows.
That's how Kelly did them.
I've never done that, Justin.
Kelly, you have to for our music video in the hot tub that we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Let's get you a grill, girl.
Video vixen.
I'm just... Are they bringing another round of mimosas?
They are. If you ask.
Somebody already ordered them?
Because they're free.
Al?
I got another one. These mimosas were so good. Was that Tropicana?
Oh, thank you. Oh, another one. Oh, Kinsey didn't want hers.
I'm wondering if my wife's going to do her Kinsey dance.
The Kinsey dance?
You want coffee?
You know the Kinsey dance. It's like Kinsey has one dance, and it's like this. She dips it so low and like gyrates.
Oh, wow.
And that's the only dance she knows how to do, but she does it well.
It's been so long since I've seen
it. And that's weird to me, because when we were at the 90s party, homegirl was dropping it low on the floor like she owned the dance floor.
Yeah, that's the Kinsey dance. Yeah.
I loved it. No, she got more than that.
Yeah, she drops it.
Homegirl can dance like Sierra, and she just hide.
Are you ready to dance in the hot tub, babe?
Like Sierra.
Sierra's a good dancer.
Yeah. Oh, of course she is.
That
Sierra
can dance.
Real quick, Kelly, though. We do have a love letter to Kelly.
Okay.
And today's Tuesday, right?
Today is Tuesday, but this one, it has to do with the football games. Okay. We will do regular love letters to Kelly tomorrow. But speaking on how to talk to your significant other.
All right.
Good morning. This is from the text. I'm in need of some advice. I don't consider it love advice because right now we're just friends. I've been talking to this guy for about a month now, so it's going somewhere, obviously. Every day, all day, till we go to bed, we have a conversation.
Hmm.
Conversation about different topics, music, getting to know you type stuff, talk about our day, all that stuff. Yesterday, we started talking about the Notre Dame versus UT game. The game went to double overtime. Texas came out on top. We began talking about it. And, of course, he was upset because his team lost.
Mm.
Well, one thing led to another. He called me delusional, and I had to clarify I wasn't delusional. A win's a win. I can accept the loss when the time comes, blah, blah, blah. And that we should change the subject because it wasn't leading anywhere good. He replies to me with a, ha ha, I'm good talking for the day. Talk to you later. Oh. Haven't heard from him since.
Oh,
yesterday morning at 10 a.m. By now, I would have heard something. That's from O. What do I do?
Oh, boy. Have a sports argument.
Well, I just leave it alone until he contacts you. Because, I mean, JC takes sports very –
you're a good example.
JC, if his Chargers lose, he is in the most foul mood for about a good 24 hours
sometimes
which is crazy to me. You had nothing to do with
the outcome
of that game.
I know.
So why do you take it? You
JC
did not,
does
you
affect,
did not
the
affect the win or loss,
no,
so I don't understand.
JC does affect it.
Does.
It, don't you?
It does.
I understand 5 minutes post-game, but like...
Alan can't believe me when I told him. He thinks I'm lying, that you put on the full Chargers uniform with the helmet, pants, pads, everything, and sit there and watch the games. He doesn't believe me.
I'm part of the team. In my mind, I'm part of the team.
During game day,
it's an official. It actually was LaDainian Tomlinson's practice uniform, right?
It was Antoine Kaysen.
Oh.
But yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
full-on uniform.
Some men are just so passionate. And see, I've never, speaking of my boyfriend, I've never dated him during football season. He's like, you're going to get to see a different side of me. He was really upset by the game the other night, too. He's already over it.
Right. 24 hours is good for a guy.
Yeah.
To get over it.
So, I mean, just give him a minute. Don't reach out to him.
Just give him
a minute. But understand that this is a part of who he is. And this is a part of dating and getting to know somebody. You have to decide what you're willing to put up with and
exactly.
What's a deal breaker. And if his enthusiasm and passion for football is a deal breaker for you, then date somebody else. Otherwise, it's just a temporary thing.
Yeah.
Definitely don't send him a hook'em text message.
No, don't taunt him
because this is obviously sacred territory to him.
Right.
So you just need to learn how to, you know, tiptoe around that.
But it's not over, right? Like, he's just mad about it.
I don't think it's over necessarily, but they've only been talking for a month, and he might have decided, well, I don't want to be with somebody that doesn't feel the way I do. So he might decide that this isn't the relationship for him.
Your fantasy team lost. You're about to lose this fantasy in front of you right
now. Yeah, that's right.
You better tell him.
That's right. But that shows you who they are early on, and that could be doing you a huge favor.
Your fantasy team keeps you warm at night.
Jenna, right. You go ahead and talk to your pretend boyfriend.
Ridiculous.
Says girl with no man.
I know.
Says girl.
Right.
Hey, don't hate.
You tell him.
I did have a man who played fantasy football. That's what I would say.
She's 100% right, though. She's 100% right.
I love sports, so I don't care. I get the guy who
ultimately,
loves
don't contact him. Wait for him to contact you. That's
you
my
go.
Advice.
That's your advice. All right.
We'll have the love letters to Kelly tomorrow around this time. We're still live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana.
Punta Cana, baby.
Coming up next, we're going to have a go at this tidbit news.
We're going to have a go at it?
Yeah, the top 5 common words we mispronounce.
Oh, okay.
We'll let Justin try them, and we'll see what the actual way to pronounce them is. Okay?
Okay.
We got you next.
If you want to feel like you're with us on our family vacation, Head to KidNation.com to go behind the scenes in our hotel rooms.
I always end up naked next to another dude.
More from the family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana next.
Not only are we back, we're back live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Punta Cana, the only city in the Dominican Republic whose name ends with the letter A.
Al?
Just saying.
Okay.
Another Dominican fact.
Gonna have to take your word for it.
All right. Don't need to Google. I got this.
Yeah, please.
No need to Google.
No need to Google and or correct in case he's wrong.
I got it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Do go to KidNation.com and sign up for Beat the Bank. We'll start back again on Monday. But we need you to sign up because we're going to call out three names. First one to call back, we'll get to play. But let's get ready for this because, and now,
it's time for Tidbit News.
Okay, so we saw this. According to dictionary.com, there's five common words that we mispronounce the most. Top five. Now, we do have a couple text messages, Justin, before we get to it.
I've got
one that I haven't seen this list.
Okay.
But I'm going to take a guess at a couple of them.
Okay, let's see. Because one of the text messages we got from Kid Nation is, I hope mimosa is on the list because Kelly pronounces it mimosa.
That's what I've always called it. Mimosa tree. Mimosa.
That's her way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's her way.
I always heard mimosa. I always heard mimosa.
But this one is true. My buddy Andrew and I like to go around work getting people to pronounce words too. This is the best word we came up with that people can't pronounce right, and it gives us a good laugh. So hopefully I pronounce it correctly.
Okay.
Particularly.
Spell it, please.
PARTICULARLY.
How do people say it?
Particularly. Like,
you should pick kind of, R?
Uh-huh.
Particularly.
Sometimes I have to catch myself and actually have to either say it or spell it and see if it looks, you know what I'm saying?
When
I'm not sure
this,
if I'm saying it right.
I thought of you, Al, when I saw this text message because you do say particularly.
Particularly, you know, yeah. I say that all the time.
Well, we know what you mean.
There is an aura in that word.
No, the one that gets me is realtor.
Oh, realtor.
It's realtor. Not realtor. And you hear professional realtors. They can't even pronounce what they do. If you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be doing it.
There's no A.
I'm a realtor. There's no
you're
A. not.
There's no A between the L and the T.
And realtor.
Jewelry. Not jewelry.
Jewelry?
It's jewelry.
Jewelry.
What about theater? And theater.
I think that's give or take. Okay. Both ways are right.
All right.
But we have the top five. That's not in it, Kelly, actually.
Jewelry.
And realtor are not in the top five
You're
mispronounced words.
How about cavalry and cavalry?
That is not in there, but that's also.
How about library? How about library?
I don't think we say cavalry on a daily basis.
Yeah. Frustrating.
People that can't say the cavalry.
Well, bring out the cavalry on y'all.
People say it wrong all the time.
Well, you're the only person in my lifetime I've heard say that unless it was in a movie.
What, cavalry?
Unless it was in, like, Gladiator.
Bring in the cavalry.
He's from South Carolina.
Isn't that an army on horses?
Yes.
That's what cavalry is? I didn't know what it was.
Cavalry.
See,
sounds like a
cavalry.
Yeah. I'm learning so many words.
All right, I'm interested in this list. We're going to have Justin pronounce it.
Yeah, we have the top five mispronounced, but this is funny from the text from Kid Nation. Okay. My friend says, and it bugs me, Little Caesars Pizza.
Little Caesars.
That's a good one.
Or Little Caesars, if you're my mom.
Yeah.
So, Justin, give us the first mispronounced word, according
number
to dictionary.com.
First, number five, is coupon.
Coupon.
Oh, coupon or coupon.
Is it coupon or coupon?
Coupon.
I say coupon.
I would say it's coupon.
I say Q.
It's Groupon, right?
Yeah.
Coupon. I would say
Somebody
coupon.
Say coupon.
Coupon.
Say coupon.
Coup. Or coupon.
Coup.
Let's get some coupons here.
What's the correct way?
We don't know.
Coupon.
That's why this is Tidbit News, Jenna. Remember, Tidbit News. We don't give you the full. We give you the tidbits.
Does coupon or coupon matter?
Here's my thing about mispronouncing
back
words.
And forth.
As long as people know what I'm trying to say, I'm all good.
And as long as you have them out before you get to the doggone cash register, I'm fine with
uh-huh. Yeah.
Look at that woman up there pulling out her. She's got a coupon wallet or either a plastic bag.
Either way, I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Yo, I got stuck behind an extreme couponer or couponer, whatever you say. And I thought I was going to be angry about it because she busted out. Like a handful,
like
a wad.
Almost like a dope man with his wad in his hand.
She had like $290-something worth of stuff at the store.
Then you can't be mad.
And then she started doing the couponing, and at the end she paid $52.
Oh,
I was like,
my God.
I'm not even mad.
You can't hate.
It was like watching a unicorn.
I'm mad if I'm stuck behind
that.
And why go during the busiest time?
Right. It was pretty busy too. But I thought I was going to be mad. I wasn't mad. I was like, this is cool to watch.
Can you use a coupon through the self checkout?
Yeah, you can. I think they have.
I don't know. That's a question.
They ask you.
All right. What's back the next coupon. Most commonly mispronounced words?
Coupon.
Coupon.
It's coop.
Oh, coop. Not cube. It's coop.
It's coupon.
Coupon. All right. Without the coops, but now. Coupon.
Number four.
All right.
Oh. Mischievous.
Mischievous.
No, it's mischievous, right?
Well, we don't know.
That's why we're doing it.
Mischievous.
Okay, mischievous.
Unless we're saying it wrong. I would, right.
I like mischievous more, but I think it's mischievous, yeah.
Mischievous.
Which means Justin.
Sneaky.
Ooh, yeah.
A little sketchy.
All right, Trey, you have the word.
Correct. Wait, what was it?
Mischievous.
Mischievous. Told ya. Dictionary.com, you to check itself, because well, that's not how you say it.
I'm pretty sure Dictionary.com knows how to say it.
Dictionary. Okay, this one.
Number three.
Ooh. Reservoir.
Reservoir.
Or reservoir. Or reservoir.
How do people say that? Yeah. Reservoir dogs?
Reservoir. I guess people say reservoir.
Does a reservoir have to do something with water?
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Where?
In the reservoir.
Okay.
Down by the river.
Maybe instead of just looking at pronunciations in the dictionary,
I got
look
the
reservoir.
Oh, Ryan.
A reservoir is a storage space for fluids.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So it could be water, or hydrocarbons,
be
or gas.
It's like you reserve it, you save it. Reservoir.
Oh, like a refrigerator.
It's a reservoir.
Yeah. Okay, I got a
reservoir.
Like in the dam.
Reservoir.
I have not really heard people mispronounce that.
Play it again, Trey.
Reservoir.
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 So French.
Thank you, cutie patootie.
Yeah. All right.
Did you just call Trey
number two?
He's a cutie.
He loves
tootie.
That. All right. What's number two?
This one's an SAT word. Prerogative.
What?
Prerogative.
Prerogative.
That's an SAT word.
That's an SAT word right there.
Prerogative. What a song from
I only know that song from that. I only know that word from that song.
There. Yep. It's but my prerogative.
How do people mispronounce that?
No, not Britney's.
That's not Britney's.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah. He sang the original.
Prerogative.
Oh, okay.
And Britney,
prerogative.
Yeah.
Prerogative.
People
prerogative.
Probably, there's two R's. That's why. Prerogative.
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 Oh, prerogative.
Oh, wow.
Prerogative.
I said it wrong.
There's some a silent
say,
R in there?
Yeah,
some people say
it's P-R-E-R.
Prerogative.
Yeah, it's not per, it's prerogative. So it's prerogative.
So the song is wrong, right?
It's my prerogative.
He says it right.
No, he probably sings it wrong because, you know, you're kind of lazy when you sing. You throw away consonants and in verbs and
prerogative.
I would vowels.
How does it go on the song? Is that the
no,
one
it
where
is,
it's like...
It's my prerogative.
The name of the song is...
prerogative.
Yeah, the name of the song is correct.
What's that song where they use that word? They use prerogative and they're like, that's my prerogative.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Same one.
Yeah,
that's
same
the same one.
I don't need permission. Man, I'm on the stage. That's my prerogative. It's my prerogative.
Same song, you were just singing a different line.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, where's that line?
Okay.
All right, and what's the number one?
Number one.
Give it to me, Trey. Okay. Espresso. I don't know how other people are.
People say espresso.
X?
Yeah, a lot of people say espresso.
Or espresso.
Espresso.
No, I've never heard it said espresso.
Espresso. But
espresso.
A lot of people say espresso.
Yeah, they do.
Espresso.
I guess that's how you mispronounce it. Espresso. Espresso.
I know that because I used to say espresso. And I was corrected at Starbucks. Espresso.
You said espresso?
I used to say espresso.
Espresso.
Thank you.
Espresso.
Dictionary.com finally got it right.
I think my most mispronounced word is ask. Because a lot of times, sometimes
X.
I don't know what it is. I ask.
X.
You better ask somebody. You know, I do it all the time.
It's like espresso.
And my dad's was ambulance. Well, he would say ambulance.
Ambulance.
He did not know that there was a B in that word. He would say ambulance, like A-M-A-L-A, Lance.
Uh-huh.
Ambulance.
My family likes to use situation. They're like, well, so what's the situation?
Here. That's probably just a cute thing.
Situation.
Yeah.
I think axe is cute, too.
Kid Nation wants you to say lawyer, Jenna.
Lawyer.
Yeah, it's lawyer.
So now we're thinking about
it. Yeah, right. Now we're thinking about how
Kelly's,
to say them.
One of Kelly's is rural.
Lawyer.
Rural.
Lawyer.
Lawyer.
It's hard to say.
It's hard. It's very hard to say.
Lawyer. Lawyer. Lawyer.
Lawyer.
Lawyer.
Lawyer. Or lawyer.
Lawyer. Oh, there's both ways.
Yeah.
I guess we say I know I have a bunch that I mispronounce.
Sometimes
I just can't think
mispronounce
of them.
Things on purpose. Yeah. Like, I just started saying monies instead of money. Like, my monies. I know that's incorrect, but I like it. It's something I say.
Yeah. Right. Can you have a word that's pronounced two ways?
Yeah. Yes, tomato, tomato. That's that whole bit.
Oh, yeah. No wonder they created that.
Potato, potato. I don't like the potato, tomato people. If you say it that way, I don't like you.
You're usually British if you say it that way.
Really?
Yeah, right?
There's a lot of things in life that go two ways.
Tomato.
Nice. All right, so we got the showbiz top five coming up in 25 minutes. And Alan finally made his way to the suite. He's here.
Oh, abracabooyah.
We'll be talking to Alan. Maybe we could get a trick from Alan.
Oh, a magic trick on the radio?
Maybe he could blow our minds. Some of them are verbal, Alan.
Are they?
Yeah, yesterday's was verbal. Right? The mind reading? That was verbal. Yeah. With a little bit of sightseeing.
Yeah, he could do that one again. I was impressed by that.
So impressed. All right.
Can you do that one for me, or do you have to prepare?
Oh, he's
really?
Always prepared.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
Yeah, Boy Scout. Right,
we'll that's the thing. He's always prepared.
He's always prepared.
Y'all don't know how prepared he was last
really?
Night.
Holy moly.
He
we'll be
had
back.
More.
All right, I want to do that. I want to do that
He
one.
Had more, but he's like, he kind of's like, no, I'm going to hold some back. But he had an arsenal.
Well, we're going to be here all week. He can't let it all go. Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Came to dinner with rubber bands around his wrist.
So good. Well, right. That was part of the magic trick.
Waiting for someone to ask. And that was you, Justin. You asked
me.
Well
played. For it.
We're live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. We'll be back.
Part-time Justin found the adults-only pool yesterday. We're live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Punta Cana, for the Kid Nation family vacation.
No joke, we really did go to the adults-only pool yesterday.
Yes, you did.
And there were
did.
Many adults there. According to Kid Nation, looking through the text, the top five most mispronounced words, according to Kid Nation.
Okay.
Caramel or caramel.
Yep.
Supposedly... A lot of people say supposedly.
I can see that.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Especially. Mm-hmm. People say especially or especially.
Mm-hmm.
Pecan.
Yeah, Kelly does that. Pecan.
Yeah, pecan.
Pecan. That's, well.
Yeah.
Pecan or pecan.
And February. A lot of people say February.
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 That helps you spell it, though.
Yeah.
February.
Yeah, because there's that silent, that silent R gets
Sneaky
us.
R.
Yeah. Yeah, keep letting us know which words bug you when we mispronounce them.
Yeah.
Because we'll try to get better. We'll try to get better for you. Speaking of getting better, the man who just keeps getting better and better with age and with magic tricks.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Oh, wow, live.
I love how he goes with the bit, too.
Every time
he comes on the bit, hello, I'm Alan.
We got a live one right there.
What's up, man?
How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Good, this is fun. This is fun.
I see you brought something to the suite.
Yeah, I brought some roses.
Are we on The Bachelor?
What are the Bachelor or something?
Yeah.
Is that for Kelly?
This is definitely my idea. Yes. So
will you accept that rose?
We have five roses here.
Aww.
Very nice. Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Aww. I didn't bring anything for Kinsey.
Love you.
I didn't bring anything for Jenna.
I'm used to that. It's fine.
We got to step up our game, Al.
Yep.
I'm okay.
So, Alan,
it's not
we
nearly
had
as bad as, well, I don't know.
Thank you. We had a blast at dinner last night.
We did.
Because you showcased some of your tricks.
Well, we were having a fine time. We started having a blast once the magic was pulled out.
Yeah.
Do you have to plan on the exact moment to pull out a magic trick at dinner? You know?
I'd like to wait till everybody's kind of settled in.
Pick your spot.
Pick your spot.
A couple of cocktails.
Kind of a lull.
So you're just over there kind of like,
the magic gets
now?
Better as people, you know, yeah. have a few
You
cocktails.
Waited on it, though.
He did.
Actually, no one even brought it up. We thought we were going to wait till later in the week and part-time just. And ask him about the rubber bands on his wrist, and that was there for
Boom.
Magic.
Right.
Yeah. That was the door that opened the door.
So you usually have like a prop that you want somebody to ask you about, and then you go, it's time.
Yeah, I generally don't push it on people if they ask about it.
Yeah.
I'll do something. Right.
So. You don't force your magic upon others.
No. Yeah. If they want to see it, I'll do it.
Yeah. Because you're not wearing the rubber bands this morning, are you?
Actually, I do have
you do have them ready to go.
Just in case.
Good magician is always prepared, JC.
Yeah. Would you consider that trick an optical illusion? Is that what that trick's called?
That's a sleight of hand move.
A sleight of hand.
Well, you did a trick that really wowed me in particular because you did it with our video girl, Anna, who you had just met, you said, and you did a mind reading trick, essentially asking her to pick a card, and then you ended up having that card. It was one off, but it was written on, something was written on the back of it. So it basically was her card in your wallet. It was
That's
crazy.
Right. Yeah.
And we were all pretty floored
One
by
out
that.
Of 52. That
was like, how is that possible?
Quite a coincidence.
Yeah. And you said you can do that with anyone.
I can. Yeah.
You sure can? Jenna really wants it.
I know. I want it. I'm like, give it to me. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to do it?
Can we?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Sorry, Kelly.
That's all right. I'm fine.
Yeah. Christmas so real.
All right. So.
All right. So, Jenna, I'm going to read your mind.
Oh, wrong one.
All right.
All right, so what we're going to do is, you're familiar with the deck of cards,
I
right?
am, okay, yes. So. I already have one in mind. Is that all right?
Okay, you have one in mind.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you have a deck of cards, or you have a card in
I
mind.
I do,
okay,
yeah.
You can change your mind if you would like.
Okay.
You want to change your mind, or do you want to just stick with that card?
I want to keep the card I have, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Picture that card.
It just popped into my head, and
okay,
I want it.
It's
yeah.
in your head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, I'm going to tell you what card you selected just by looking at you. Now, you picked an ace, right?
I didn't.
You didn't pick an ace.
Oh.
No.
Dang it.
Oh, man, Alan. No. I promise.
When the magician fails, it's very awkward.
Right.
Okay, I don't get it all the time, Jason.
Sure.
Sometimes I screw up. So
of course you do.
Go ahead and just tell me what card you selected, because I don't.
I picked the Jack of Hearts.
The Jack of Hearts.
Of course yeah. you would pick the Jack of Hearts.
What?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
The J in Hearts.
So what's interesting, Jenna, is I you know, in my wallet.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
This is my wallet.
That's your wallet.
Is yeah. this a stunt wallet?
No, it's his
no,
wallet.
No, it's a wallet. His cards are in there.
It's got my credit cards.
Don't show them, Alan. Yeah, we're yeah. on the TV right now. Okay, don't show your cards.
But you selected the Jack of Hearts?
I did, yes. Huh. Okay.
So what's funny is, wow. in my wallet.
Uh-huh.
Shut up.
Yeah, in my wallet, wow. I carry the Jack of Hearts. In my
life. Oh, Alan, okay. that is a queen of hearts, sir.
It is the queen.
Oops. Yes.
Okay, well, that's because on the back I wrote off by one.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Okay.
Abracabooyah.
Abracabooyah.
I'm starting to catch on to this
God.
Trick now.
Wow.
Look at Kelly. Kelly is so proud.
Kelly. Look at Kelly. He's blushing right now. And you know what? Alan did this joke yesterday. Oh, not joke. This trick yesterday at dinner with Anna. And so he's doing with Anna, and he goes, you picked this card. And Kinsey goes, oh, that's the card I picked in my head.
I'm like, no, Kinsey.
I'm so impressed by that.
Good.
I really am. It's a really great trick.
Good. Thank you.
Man, two nights in a row.
And you're so cute when you do it, baby.
Thank you very much.
You are.
Oh, God. Stop. Stop. Just stop.
It's going to be Lovey Fest.
Just
2016
stop.
Here at the Hard
Bring
Rock Hotel.
Bring back mad, angry, can't
Blowing
get along with anybody,
mane.
Kelly.
Yeah, fair warning.
Oh, my God. Sticky gooey Kelly is an oh.
Aww.
We're not going to get any Rant Berry this week, I don't
no.
think. Yeah, it's going to be Love Berry over here.
Oh, baby.
And you have more tricks this week, Alan?
I do, yeah. I have quite an arsenal of things.
I'm telling you what, I enjoy being a spectator way more than I do a magician.
Yeah, JC decided he did not want to be an apprentice anymore because he likes being in the audience.
I just I enjoy the tricks too much to give up the
so
knowing
you're
about
too
them.
You're childlike. You have to appreciate
yeah, right.
it so
Thanks.
Much.
Seriously,
yeah.
they're hard. You have to practice.
Right,
practice.
And I ain't got time for practicing.
Practice.
That's mostly the reason.
You guys better start practicing those instruments.
We got a band.
You have
that
a performance.
We're going to be performing live
in public, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh gosh, do I have to go?
Alan, Al. me and now potentially engineer Don.
Yeah, we have to have tryouts.
Yeah.
If he can join the
and
band.
Guess what? And guess what? Three of us play guitar, and that's the only instrument. So
yeah.
so far, we're
but
doing great.
But aren't there bands that have nothing but guitars?
Yeah,
don't
but
they exist?
We'd like a drummer. Alan,
you
I think, plays
drummer.
A little bit.
See pics of Big Al in a bathing suit at KidNation.com.
You're wearing a mankini.
Oh, yeah. JC is in one, too.
Oh.
Thought that might change your mind? It's the family vacation, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Punta Cana.
Well, while you're over at Kid, I'm sorry.
We almost got the newbies to take shots off Al's lower back last time. We said that was, what was
body
it,
shots?
Al?
Body shot. Yeah,
for people that haven't been on vacation with us before, we have a lot of newbies this time.
Yeah, Justin's never been a part-time. Justin's never been here. We have
Anna. We have Alan.
Mm-hmm. Don, is this your first one, Don? Our engineer?
Don's our engineer.
Is
Don,
it?
Yeah. So we have quite a bit of newbies.
That shot's going to be so delicious.
So are you guys ready for the shot off?
Yeah. Like,
do you guys want to, did you take a shower this morning? Now might be the better time.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You can take it right here off my ass, bro.
What's?
Ow!
Gross, Al. Gross.
All right.
While you're at Kid Nation.
We all got them.
No, we don't. I don't have one.
You don't have hair on your lower back?
No.
The hair's a little garnished
I know
shot.
I am really hairy, aren't I? It's those hair vitamins, Al. I don't have hair on my lower back.
Does it keep going, though, Al?
Yeah.
On your butt?
Yeah, it's like it's a
Thanks.
Trail.
Thanks for
Do
the
you comb it? Do you comb it or braid it?
You get a shave every week. Can you not get that taken care of?
No.
In the middle of the mall.
If I ever walked in on Al getting his lower back shaved, my life would be complete.
The art of shaving.
The art of shaving. Yes.
It's an art.
Art of lower back shaving. No, we should open that up.
No, I think I'm good.
While you're at KidNation.com checking out those pictures, make sure you sign up for Beat the Bank because we're having you sign up this time. We're going to play starting next Monday, less than a week away from you, possibly winning up to $1,000 if you go up against the banker.
How about that?
And you hold on long enough. But that's the only twist. You got to sign up at KidNation.com. And only once. Once you sign up, you're good. You're good. You don't have to keep doing
you're
it.
You're in it.
You're in it to win it. Real quick. Alan performed a magic trick a few minutes ago for us. It was a mind-reading trick where he read Jenna's mind. He pulled out a card from his wallet.
Yeah.
And it was, you chose the queen, the Jack of Hearts.
He pulled out the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah. And he was off by one, but then he turned the card around and he said, off by one. And a member of Kid Nation finally figured it out.
No, don't reveal
oh,
it.
Oh, no, this is it. Oh. We're blowing it right here for you. This is how he does the trick, you guys.
You can't ruin a trick.
According to this member of Kid Nation, Alan has... like 52 wallets.
That's why the side of his butt is sticking out so far.
I just thought he was doing a bunch of squats, but it turns out he just has 52 wallets.
Yeah.
More magic tricks from Alan this week.
Maybe you can get wallets in your back pocket too, JC.
He can't fit anything in those tight pants. We've also been posting a lot, so you got to follow everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, on Instagram...
Justin keeps
Facebook, Snapchat. Justin is going to get your bare butt.
I am
going to
get JC's butt.
That's really why you guys wanted to go to the adult pool.
I opened up my closet door and I saw an ironing board and I was like, is that JC's butt?
See, what
he's doing?
It's so little.
He's insulting me the way Al was. I finally showed Al my butt because Al kept saying it was small, which is
It wasn't an insult. I was just stating a fact.
It
was a small
butt.
That's
how you get, you're smart though. That's how you get someone competitive like JC to do something is by telling him he can't or by insulting him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you apparently.
I'll give you this. You're getting close.
Oh,
but
really?
But it's not going to happen.
Oh.
Because I'm
You're not the first straight guy to tell me that, JC.
I'm proud of my little butt. I'm proud of my little butt. It's there. It's
during your life, you have laughed your butt off.
Kenzie likes your little butt, too. We talked about it.
It's not that little.
So you do chest day, leg day, and you just skip butt.
No, I do. I even try to do leg day twice to get the butt going, but the butt don't go.
Do you do legs that avoid the butt area?
I do donkey kicks every time.
That's good.
I do donkey kicks every other day to try to get a butt. Still.
No butt.
We should do a booty butt class, like a booty blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did donkey kicks because Jenna told me donkey kicks are the best butt exercise.
Justin was being very critical of the butts yesterday. He posted a photo. See, that's why you got to follow social media. Justin Snapchatted a photo of my butt and Kinsey's butt with his face next to him and said, ooh.
Ew.
It was pretty funny.
Speaking of Justin, we did send him out to the beach.
We did?
Yeah, to give us a report on the weather, and this is the report he gave us.
I found out that more people die with a coconut falling on their head than like an actual being eaten by a shark, so that's crazy. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien. It's part-time Justin, and I'm here with your forecast in Punta Cana at the Hard Rock Hotel. Today, it's 28 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, and the wind is blowing 35 kilometers an hour. Now, I don't know what a kilometer is, but that's crazy, and it's going to be the rainiest day today, and tomorrow we should see the bright, sunny sun, and it should be 87 degrees Fahrenheit, I think. Okay, that's the weather report with Justin. Thank you very much. Bye. Beware the coconut.
I'm not an expert. I don't know who is.
Your weather report.
Have you been drinking?
Your weather. I've had like 5 mimosas. Those are so good.
See, Justin,
they got like a
Justin
cooler.
Included.
And
they're included. You don't have to pay.
I know.
Justin's the type of guest, though, that Hard Rock's like, man, I wish we weren't all inclusive.
Yeah.
Where did you? The croissants are free.
Everything's free.
Everything is free.
All inclusive.
Everything's free.
Where did you find that stat of the coconuts?
I don't remember. I think I watched it on like Discovery Channel or it was like one of those random facts. I picked up one of the coconuts though. My hands are all sticky from the sand now. It's just, I need to wash my hands. It's gross. But I don't know where I got that fact. Maybe random facts.
So more people lose their lives from coconuts falling on their head. Than from sharks.
Yes.
It's good to know.
Shark attacks.
I'm going to Google that.
Google it. Fact check me.
That is good to know.
It is windy today. We're set to play golf, actually. I was gonna play golf. Yeah, I am.
With a couple dudes.
I think I'm gonna bail.
Really?
Why?
Well, it's supposed to rain and I don't want to get my workout shoes wet. Is that lame?
No, because you just bought them, right?
Yeah, I like them, and we're working out tomorrow. Oh.
I think I have a massage today.
Yeah, we both
That's
did.
A big schedule.
You got a massage.
Because we got a lot going on. We have a bed down by the beach.
Big Al and I have massages today.
Together? Yep. Is it a couple?
Excuse me, very quickly. Oh. I don't mean to interrupt.
Sure. What?
Falling coconuts cause about 150 deaths annually.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Falling coconuts.
What?
Beware.
Human deaths
and that was
animals.
Another edition of Tidbit News.
I Googled that.
No I feel like
way.
A lot of monkeys might get knocked out. Like whatever else is in the tree, you know?
Well,
is
monkeys
it just human
are playing
death?
With coconuts. The monkeys don't even go to the beach.
Monkeys hang out by the beach.
No, they
Justin.
Don't.
Yes, they do.
No, it's just pelicans
it's
and
not
penguins.
True.
And penguins.
I've seen monkeys on the beach. Penguins.
It's just penguins.
There's monkeys
seen,
on the no, beach no, in certain locations.
I see no monkey on no beach and no
not
movie.
Every
what are you talking
beach,
about?
Not every beach.
There are monkeys on the Costa Rica beach.
Where we are not.
Hard rock expert over there on the couch. Do y'all have any penguins at the beach?
Monkeys?
Sorry,
hey,
no penguins.
What there. About what about monkeys?
There are monkeys on tropical beaches.
Oh, there's flamingos on the golf
course.
We saw
the flamingos on the golf course.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't
I
see
can't
no monkey.
Wait. You know what? Every day I'm going to spam you with pictures of monkeys on beaches.
Never yeah. seen a monkey on no beach.
You've never seen a monkey on a beach?
No, I've never seen a picture of a monkey on a beach.
Whatever.
Look up a monkey on a beach and you'll
go
see
go to
picture.
Any tourist spot. There's monkeys on beaches.
On Disney channels, like even Steven's Family Vacation, they didn't even have a monkey on the
right,
beach.
Right. I'll let you have it, Justin. It's
thank
fine.
You.
Oh, my. What do you have on the schedule today, Kelly? What are you doing with Alan?
Oh, Kelly was going to go golf.
We were supposed to golf, but if the weather holds off, I'm going to...
You're going to golf.
I'm going to drive the cart and try to look cute.
There you go. Need a cute
that's
cart.
That's all yeah. I'm going to try to do. Yeah.
Kelly's going to be doing so many outdoor
he
activities.
Kelly's
so
going to ride with her boyfriend
golfing.
That I'd have to drive alone because we had a foursome.
He brought his glove, and I think you know how I feel about golf gloves.
What?
They're so sexy. I can't help it.
You want to see mine,
Kelly? He has
Kelly?
A separate bag just that's for his just golf glove.
I used to tell Kid that. I said he was never sexier than he was dressed to play golf with his little golf glove. Oh, I love that.
I should put mine on.
Does it smell? Yeah, do you like the smell?
Oh. It's not the smell. It's just the look.
Mine
I just love
smell.
It.
I've used mine like once.
Your glove?
My golf glove. I brought my golf glove. They're expensive. I didn't want to buy one.
I'm not a golfer. Do you use one or two gloves?
You use one.
It's
one.
Not like baseball.
No.
Okay.
No, and you are only supposed to, you're supposed to take it off after you drive with it, right?
I
always
really?
Just leave it on.
I think they're cute.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't putt with the glove.
Justin.
Okay, Michael Jackson with one white glove. Woohoo!
What?
Scared yourself.
Look at that
one.
I didn't mean to scream without
you
microphone.
You
want to
put it on, Justin?
Nah, my hand's too big and it's already sticky and sweaty.
Okay.
Are you going are you going golfing today, Justin?
Me golfing? That,
no.
I think
what
no.
are you doing today?
I think I'm going to build a sandcastle and hang out with Kinsey.
Maybe a few stories. Yeah.
Hang out with
Kinsey. That's an activity,
Justin's
actually.
Justin's going to drink all day.
See, okay, I'm not an alcoholic, but whenever you got
free
alcohol
I know, right?
and you're 22
you're 20,
years
yeah.
old.
You feel like you're not getting your money's worth.
It's like a college kid's dream. Well, I'm done with college, but like still, it's just there.
Yeah. Justin, we're getting a lot of text messages from Kid Nation. Apparently, there's a beach in Thailand called Monkey Beach.
Yeah.
Where there's
thank you, Kid
monkeys.
Nation. I knew you guys would have my back. There and are the, monkeys on beaches all over the place.
Is there a penguin
monkey beach?
Beach
in Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's beaches in Thailand, too.
Well, I'm
a lot
so
of the,
sorry.
Monkeys
I didn't
are
know
like squirrels in some countries.
Yes. They're
like,
everywhere.
You know how we have squirrels everywhere?
Like,
they,
they're not
monkeys
a,
are everywhere.
They're not an interesting thing
I
for
love,
some people
I
to see.
I love monkeys, but I just don't think they go to the beach. What are they going
to
do?
I can't wait to pull up photos I have of monkeys
they're
on
right
beaches
here.
That
they're
I personally took.
Like, there's nothing for them to be.
How are you arguing
beach?
This when you've never been?
Don't go to the beach.
Yes, they do. They lay out. They get tan. How do you think they're so tan, Justin?
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, that is a picture of a monkey on a beach.
Maybe they're catching.
Oh, my God.
See there? See there?
I was fine with you until you started
oh,
getting
shoot.
So argumentative about it.
Justin will battle you with anything,
you'll
even though
he's
wrong.
You'll battle me when you've never even been. I have personal photos in my own stash of monkeys on beaches, which is weird.
Were you in Thailand? Is that the only
Costa Rica? There were monkeys
and
on the beach.
She's been with pigs on a beach.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Can you believe that?
Don't make fun of Big Al.
You hear us, and you can see us too. Check out Kid TV on KidNation.com or Dish Nation on your regular TV. The Kid.